graduating in the college this year. In other words, June 2007. If you could do me a favor, just like if somebody could make a list. Maybe either Yehuda or Ellie can make a list. Because they're looking for, you know, they want to get a list for honors or awards or whatever it is. And we don't want people to be overlooked. So we shouldn't. So if somebody, either Ellie or Yehuda, if you could, is Yehuda here? Or where's Ellie? Back? One of the two, you could just compile a list of whoever's graduating in the next couple of days and just get it to me. What? Okay, great. Okay, so anybody who is, just make sure you're on the list if you're graduating. Graduating? Who's graduating? You're graduating?
I have to see some grades from residence.
Oh, really? Yeah. Then you're in real trouble.
You're marking your test, so.
I will not get the grade until I get my phone.
We'll negotiate. You know, this whole idea of not giving in to blackmail. You know, I never held that view. I give in to blackmail. No. Okay. Let's go. You're also graduating. You are graduating.
I'm finishing classes. In September.
Oh, if you're graduating in September, submit your name also. I'll try to find out what the. What the difference are. Anybody who's not, in other words, anybody who's finishing college before, I guess, next January, should, if you're finishing in September, put your name in also, and I'll find out what the situation is. Okay. Dovav lo chatzidor. I wanted to save everybody a little time, so I didn't give the assignment to Sugin Sanhedrin, but I've had little second thoughts about it. So, if when we finish the Sugin, just for Sunday, if you just look at it very quickly, but with the Balamor and Ramban. Okay. Either way, I assume people looked at it anyway because of the Ravid. But, okay. Just, if you can, I'm not going to spend much time on it, but the Sugyan Pei Vav Amud Aleph, which is about Gnevos Nefesh and Zakin Mamre, Dover Lo Chatzi Dover, in that context. Just the Shaka Vatari is very challenging. Maybe I'll say something about it even today, actually. Maybe I'll even. But just how to read exactly the Shaka Vatari, that Gemara, Pei Vav Amud Aleph to Pei Vav Amud Beis, starting from the bottom. Again, I don't want to get into it too much because mostly I think it's important for those topics, namely Gnevas Nefesh and Zakin Mamre, which are very fascinating, but I don't really want to go into them per se. Starting from Itbar Eide Gnevav Eide Bechira Benefesh Shehuzmu. What? Is. I'm sorry, Ben Sora Mora and Gnevas Nefesh. Here in Elohim Rechnokin, Pei Vav Amud Aleph, from the words I just mentioned, Itmar Eide Gneva Vede Mechira Benefesh, until the Mishnah, on Pei Vav Amud Beis. And just look quickly, because the Ravid here refers you to his comments in Elohim Rechnokin against the Balamar. So either way, hopefully people were looking. But again, I don't want to get bogged down, but I want to make just a couple of quick comments about the Balamor and Ramban there in and the Ravid and the Kasav Sham there in Sanhedrin. Okay. So we've been discussing the first half of the Sugya is Rabbi Akiva. Again, I may just add something from the Sanhedrin point of view about Rabbi Akiva because it comes up there as well. And then we moved on to the position of the Rabbanan. We already discussed Shita Rimigash, which is a radical Shita. Rimigash basically denies that there is a davar v'lo chatzi davar in the Eidos sense for the Rabbanan, either in terms of Chefta Shal Eidos or in terms of Tziruf Eidos. According to Rimigash, the whole thing simply doesn't exist according to the Rabbanan. And we discussed whether or not it's a local halacha only about Echad Begabo v'Echad Bekresa, or at least there is some other element there that is of more universal interest, even if we don't have other exact parallels, and that is the idea. It is still a davar v'lo chatzi davar issue, but it's an issue of shiurim, as the Rimigash himself puts it, admittingly, that for the Rabbanan, the issue isn't davar v'lo chatzi davar, it's davar v'lo shnei chatzi davar. I think that's the lumdus of the Rimigash. And the very idea that there would be a kind of universal meta halachic question like this, namely, when you need a shiur, can you always be mitzdaref two halves to make a whole? That in itself is a very fascinating read of the Gemara. Okay, so that's the Rimigash. It ends up, according to the Rimigash, in terms of the issue that we're interested in, which is davar lochatzi davar in Eidos, that Haggadah Eidos can be fragmented any way you want. Moreover, even Chetzah Shel Eidos can be fragmented any way that you want. In other words, scraps of information, what I'm calling fragments, what I mean by fragments, as I said at the end of the other shiur, last year, connotation being that it isn't really a Chetzah Shel Eidos in its own right, but it might be scraps or fragments that when put together would create Chetzah Shel Eidos. According to the Rimigash, there's absolutely no problem. You have Chetzah Shel Eidos, you can be Mitzarev Chetzah Shel Eidos, all the files and file cabinets are open and flexible, you know, with the click of a mouse or whatever it is. You can, you know, transfer for information from one file to the other, no problem at all. Okay. That's Shitas Rimigash. On the other hand, we said the other extreme, that's what we're working on, is the Rif. And the Rif, as we explained, is understood in different ways. I apologize. Yehuda brought to my attention, right? Before I get to that, I just wanted to add one other hara. On the previous point of Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon, of Rabbi Kiva, Mod Rabbi Kiva be Kide Shubal, Mod Rabbi Kiva be Gana v'Tavach, and again we'll speak a little in Sanhedrin about whether Mod Rabbi Kiva in Ben Sorer and Gnevas Nefesh. So in that context we explained that if Shlav Aleph, if phase A is independent, then phase B is not a problem of Chatzi Davar according to Rabbi Kiva. Okay. We also then explained that it might depend on the definition of Kiddush Baal and the connection to Tavach U'Machar, whether that has to do with the closing of file number one, it being Gomor, not just independent, or not. In other words, the question we were raising was, once you have a complete or an independent stage one, we don't care about Chatzi Davar in stage two, or that determines that stage two isn't a Chatzi Davar anymore, it is a Davar Shale. So I want to say two things about that quickly. One is, it very much may depend also on reading of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but I'll leave that aside for the moment. But Yehuda brought to my attention that the Maariv Chayis also seems to take some view that it's not that once you have an independent phase one that you can operate with a Chatzi Davar at phase two, but that given the framework and context, phase two is itself independent. So the Maariv Chayis compares this to the famous Shitas HaRambam about Yuchzak Meidechad. The Rambam says in Nuchas Sanhedrin that if Eidechad would come to Bezdin and be made that this object is Chelev, and then in the presence of two witnesses somebody would eat it, so that would create an absolute chiyu, even though the foundation that this is in fact a chetzah shel chelev is based on an eid echad, and you can't convict on the basis of a eid echad. That's the idea of yuchsa kadavar eid echad. Since eid echad nem bisurim, and we accept that testimony, so this is chetzah shel chelev. Once it's a chetzah shel chelev, that file is sealed. This is a fact on the ground. And once it's a fact on the ground, so we proceed as if we've now started from the reality that this is Chelev, and if we now have evidence that the person ate it, we have evidence that he ate Chelev. So the Maariv Chayis says that is comparable to this idea that if phase one is independent, then phase two is never a problem of Davar below Chatzi Davar. So clearly what he means by that is this second perspective, not the way some of the Rishonim formulate it, which is phase two can be a Chatzi Davar, phase one is a Davar Shalem, but clearly the idea that given phase one, phase two is a Davar Shalem in its own right. And I think this is also true, at least according to some lines in the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Pei Vav Amud Aleph and Pei Vav Amud Beis, as we'll see as well. Okay, I'm sorry, that's just a a ha'ara that we wanted to add. Okay, so we discussed the Rimagash, and then we were discussing the Rif. In the context of the Rif, so the Rif came up with this idea of Gimel Shnei Chazaka, that the reason that it's not considered Chatzi Davar according to the Rabbanan is because of the adverse impact regarding Chiyuv Peiros. And what we tried to point out is that both the Bali Tosis and especially the Baal Amar understood the Rif in an extreme way. They understood what the Rif was saying was essentially, which is why I called it the opposite of the Rimigash, the extreme other opposite, that essentially the Rif holds that unless there are immediate consequences, then there is Chatzi Davar. And here there are immediate consequences because of Chiyuv Peiros, but that should determine, that basically means that Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan don't argue about very much, because even the Rabbanan, like Rabbi Akiva, require an independent significance to the Haggadah's Eidos. If that's the case, then anytime you have a Haggadah's Eidos in which there is no inevitable automatic chiyuv in its own right, then you should have encounter, even according to the Rabbanan, a problem of davar v'lo chatzi davar. And that's why the Baal Amar asks from Tvicha, and that's why the Bali Tosis asks from Eidos on Minui Shliach, which of course is separate from the Eidos on the Kabbalah Saget. That's their objection against the Rif. So as we noted, the Raibid responds by saying, well, Tvicha is independently significant as well, because even if it's not going to be Gneva, which we would only know if it was first Maisa Gneva, but there will be Pachas, there will be Mazik. And on the contrary, in one respect, Mazik is even more Chomor, because Moda is Miftar when it comes to Chiv Dal Behe, Tvicha Mechira. But if it's Mazik, then certainly there'll be a Chiyuv Gomor. That's the Ravid's response in all three places. Here in Bava Kama, the Kasuv Shem in Bava Basra, and he repeats it again in Sanhedrin in Hanech Nake. Okay, then we point out that the Meiri says that's a Davar Rachok. Clearly, the other Rishonim are not happy with this answer of the Ravid. The Ramban gives the answer in Achanami, the Havamina of the Gemara was, before the Gemara knew that there's no problem from Tvicha, because even Rabbi Akiva agrees about Tvicha, since phase one is independent. Before that point, the Gemara thought that Davar v'lo Chatzi Davar, the view of the Rabbanan was that even Chatzi Davar is fine. That's the Ramban's answer. But we should note, I noted last time, that the Ramban, in his Kiddushim to the Bava Basra, gives a different answer to the Gittin question. The question which Tosis asks, and therefore rejects the Rif, our Tosis al-Atar. So the Ramban in Gittin gives a different, the Ramban of Bava Basra gives a different answer to that question. Ramban says, on the same daf, but here in the Chidushim, and it's consistent, just that Divrei Ramban, Aniyim b'makom echad, v'ashirim b'makom acher. And Nun Vav, he doesn't ask the Tvicha question, that he does in Mokamos here in our sugya. In our sugya, he doesn't ask the Gittin question, that he only does in Bava Basra. But it's if you put the two together, the language of the Ramban and the Chidushim of Bava Basra, for all intents and purposes, almost identical, in terms of his broader approach in the sugya, is identical to what he writes here in Mokamos. And of course, in Bava Basra itself, he alludes back in Mokamos in Bava Basra, he alludes to Mokamos in Meruba. Okay. So basically, it's not the Ramban with a different perspective. This is the same view, the integrated view of the Ramban. So what does the Ramban answer? Ramban says that when it comes to, see if I can find it, yeah, here it is. When it comes to the Gittin case, that's Ikashila, Chaditzam, Sechas Gittin, Isha Sham, Reskabel, Gitta, Tricha, Shneki, Teedim, Shneim, Shyomr, Fenenu, Amr, Shneim, Shyomr, Fenenu, Kiba, Vakara, Echem, Itstarfi, Adadi, Va Edus, the Befanenu, Amr, Lolav, Edus, the Dinam, the Maisa, Bidlose, Kachnia, the Kiba, Vakara, the Ikalamemar, the Edus, the Befanenu, Amr, Lo, Edus, Bifne, Atzmahu, Velot, Tricha, Lit, Starufe, The Lomasadi Klal Begeru Sheha Ubigita El de Chazu De Isisa Shavisa Lahai Gavra Shlucha Umeata Yachal Kabal Gita Sorry, he Shlucha Veinan Tzrichen Leitztarev Klal. So basically, Ramban says, in the case of Gittin, there's no problem for the Rif, because the Eidos on Minui Shliach is an Eidos which requires nothing else. It's not an Eidos on the Geirushin, it's an Eidos on Minui Shlichus. And for what it is, it's totally independent. Of course, if you were talking about Geirushin, Geirushin requires two components. Number one, that the get be given, that be given to somebody who is authorized to receive it. That's true. But if we're talking about not an Eidos on Geirushin, but an Eidos on Minui Shliach, as far as that is concerned, it's an Eidos Shalim. In other words, what the Ramban is saying, there may be two elements to it. Number one, Minui Shlichus is significant in its own right. I'm not so sure how much we need this for the Ramban. Again, going back to discussions that we had last year, for those who were here, which is, again, the das legaresh that is reflected by minui shlichus. My sense is the Ramban doesn't need that here so much. The Ramban is simply saying, I think what I was trying to say for the Rif in the end, which was, the Rif is trying to explain the difference between two cases, each of which seems like it is significant as a percentage of the edus needed in the Din Torah in question. Namely, if you're talking about Chesed Gimel Shanim, if you're talking about ownership, proof of ownership, or if you're talking about godless, so each of these edios are a half or a third. And that's what is problematic about them. If you have a half or a third, then that's not edus, and that's why the Rif solution is not you always need a pragmatic, immediate consequence. The Rif solution is, if it's a third from one point of view, but there's an immediate and a pragmatic consequence in its own right, so then the Eidos stands in its own right. But if an Eidos stands in its own right and it's not a third and a half, even without that, then of course there's no problem of Davar below Chatzi Davar. I think that's exactly what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying that as far as Eidos on Minui Shlichus Leget is concerned, this is an Eidos Shlema. No one ever said this is an Eidos on a Maisa Geirushin. But it's important to know that this fellow is a Shliach, because if in 10 minutes somebody comes and delivers the get to him, if it's a Shliach LeKabbalah, then that'll be important for a get. So even though Eidos 1 is important only as far as larger process 2 is concerned, nonetheless, it's not a half of anything. It's a full Eidos. Now, it's interesting that the Ramban, just if you give me one more minute, it's interesting that the Ramban did not give the same answer to the Tzvicha. Huh? Okay, I see. What? Okay, good. It's interesting that the Ramban did not give the same answer to the Tzvicha question, and that's why I introduced the Ramban by saying almost every line in the Ramban about the real inyan here is a verbatim, exact quote of what he says in Muchamos. And as I say, in Bava Basra, he tells you to look at Muchamos. In Muchamos there, he tells you to look at Muchamos here. And here, he's quoting the language of the Muchamos as well. So it's not as if we're dealing with two perspectives within the Ramban. At least it doesn't seem so. But I think the answer is very simple. And that is what the Ramban is carving out, a kind of in-between position. Namely, Tzvicha, as far as the Ramban is concerned, would be a problem for the Rif. Because unlike shlichus laholacha, maybe it has no. It's conceivable there can be scenarios where it has no halachic significance. Because the no halachic significance of minui shliach is only in the sense that, well, it doesn't really matter so much if a get is never given. Right? But that is more of a pragmatic statement, as chefta shaledus. Right, something has happened legally. Something has happened when I deputize this person to accept the get. But as we explained the other day, in Tzvicha, if it's shalo tovech v'shalo mocher, then it's totally inconsequential. The Ramban, in his Perush al Torah, when he talks about Eidos Shav, so he says one of his pshatim is al pshat, not necessarily based on the Gemaras, is that, you know, if you come to Beis Din and you give them information which is insignificant, you just start telling stories to Beis Din. Sometimes you speak to people and they just tell you things that are just, you know, inane and insignificant. You know, like, why are you telling me this? You know, so it's worse when you waste Beis Din's time. So Beis Din, the Rabban says that's a kind of Eidos Shav too. Meaningless information. Right. Well, what I would say is, Tvicha really is a fragment because it's not always significant. Again, in the context of Gneva, or if it's somebody else's object and it's Mazik, then saying we saw him do Tvicha on this object, you know, that becomes significant. But if you don't know whether Shalom Tovech, Shalom Mocher, right, or whether it's his, and you're just saying, I was, you know, I passed by Bartholomew's house yesterday, and, you know, he was shechting the animal, you could either yawn or, you know, basically it's irrelevant information. But minui shliach lahalacha is a halachic status. It's halachic information. Only question is whether it's going to be used in an active file or in an inactive file. Yeah. Well, Shechita Kshera is maybe relevant for Hora in Issa V'Heter, but it's probably not relevant also as Eidos. You don't need Eidim to tell you that somebody did a Shechita Kshera, right? An Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim, and it has to do with Yaradea, not with Kosher Mishpat. So I would say, if I understand what you're trying to get to, if you could find something like it, maybe. But we're dealing with a whole different file cabinet, as I say. This is Yoredeya, that's Choshe Mishpat, that's Beis Din, this is Hora Schacham. So if it was, you know, more closely connected, we'll get back to that in a second, then maybe. The way you're thinking, I think, is correct, but, you know, in terms of the example, no. Yeah.
Last year we said the whole reason why you might even need Eden by Minu is because it creates a halos.
Mm-hmm. Right. Especially the Rishon Beholder, you need me.
Right. It's yeah.
Right, not just because of the Dover Shabarva consequences. Correct. I agree. Yeah.
Could we go even further and say that since those discussing the case of Shliach Kabbalah, that it's still the Shliach Kabbalah where you might be creating a fully independent Shliach?
Well, whether you should be Mechalik to Shliach Kabbalah and Shliach Halacha on this issue, I mean, what I've tried to explain so far is I think the Ramban stands what he says, and I think it's very profound. And again, contrast it with Tosas, right? Where Tosas is really bothered. Tosas rejects the Rif because of this question. So Tosas thinks that the Rif. What I'm trying to say is that the Ramban is a more moderate reading of the Rif in general, and that it's, you know, where you have a third and a half, then you need the Rif. If you have a Davar Sholem, even if it's not what I'm calling an active file, meaning of immediate or obvious consequence, but if it's legally significant information, Chafsa Sholedus, then fine. Now, what I alluded to before, but I don't think the Ramban really needs, is a different point, and that is, maybe the significance of being memana, a shliach, is significant not only for shlichos leget and for what happened in the future, but for the process of gerushin itself, like I was explaining last year, das legarish. Now, I think that one could have drawn the line in that, in saying something like that. In other words, even according to the Rif, you need something which is an active file or something in between, you know, a legally significant piece of information that might be important for the future, or that is definitely important but might be pragmatic in the future, as opposed to something that is like payros. Right. But I think one could have taken a middle position and said, oh, you need something which also reflects on the bigger picture of Gerushin, and minu is shliach laholacha, or Kabbalah, each in its own way for different, maybe even for opposite reasons, you know, constitutes a chalos in the Gerushin process, which I think is what you're trying to suggest now. But I don't think the Ramban is saying that, or needs it. I think the Ramban is saying, forget about all that whole lundus, even if it's all wrong. Or maybe it's right, but it's not needed here. And in its own right, just in understanding the Rif isn't saying this. But I agree with you that another place to draw the line would be in saying that the definition of consequences isn't always, you know, chayiv and pot or money or no money. Sometimes it is in furthering halachically furthering a process.
Also, yeah. Can you also distinguish between creating a shliach creates other freedom in terms of possibly maybe aiding to adopt those influence?
Right, that's kind of what, but that may be, let's go back to what Baruch Novus is saying, which is, maybe that itself is due to the fact that it's a chalos. Right? In other words, if that's the case, which is again last year's discussions, then it would really be another side of the same coin, in a way. So I happen to be in full sympathy with you that maybe that's a place to draw the line. I just think the Ramban is not drawing it there. Tzvicha, as I say, now the Ravid, let's go back now, just for one second, the Ravid thinks that even Tvicha is constant. Now, could be the Ravid's idea is that Safek consequential, Shma consequential, it's not like this Ramban at all. Right? He's saying, after all, when you shech the animal, so it could be Gneva, and even if it's not Gneva, right, it could stand on its own as Mazik. I'm pointing out that it doesn't have to be Mazik either. So I'm saying that for the Ramban, the fact that there's another alternative, right, is sufficient to make it a problem for the Rif. Elav, the Ramban's own answer, which is at that point in the Gemara, right, the Gemara thought that Davar Lo Chatzi Davar means Lo Chatzi Davar, means that Chatzi Davar works for the, just one second, for the Ramban. But for the Ravid, is the point that, well, there's a 50% chance, there's a 70% chance that this is actually consequential. You don't need 100% of the Peros, the Peros paradigm. 70% chance is good too. The point is that it isn't only significant as an adjunct of something else, it could be significant in its own right. The could be is the key. Is that the point of the Ravid? Or is the Ravid saying, even further than Ramban in the other direction, which is, the Ramban at least is saying that you need, in order to not be considered a half and a third, you need that that it's a chalos. It's what I call the name of Ramosha Soloveitchik, a Chefza Shaledus in its own right. And this is a Chefza Shaledus, and the Ravid is going further with that. Not Safek consequences, but it's a Tvicha, the Maisa Tvicha is a Chefza Shaledus. That I'm not sure. Either way, to reject the Ravid, what I said the other day, I stand by, which is what I said just now about the Ramban, number one. The other possibility is another point in the Rif, and that is the Rif has to overcome one other problem, the problem that the Meiri raised, which is the problem of direction. Right? The Peros are assuming that there's no Chazaka, you're using that to build a Chazaka. How can you do that? That's the Meiri's objection to the Rif. So what we said at the time was the Rif holds that the problem of Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar is really, for the Rabbanan at least, is a problem of Chefza Shaledus. It's not necessarily a problem of Tziruf. That's an important question, too. If there's a problem of Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar, is the problem the quality of the Eidus? Or the ability to synthesize and put together a case? Because the Eidim aren't doing it, because Bezin is doing it, however you want to explain it. So the problem of the Meiri is a problem of Tziruf. The problem of the solution of the Rif is we don't care about Tziruf, we care about Chefza Shaledus, and there is Chefza Shaledus. I should just add, the Ravid in Sanhedrin, so he takes on the question, he says, in light of the Rif, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree? But once you accept the Rif, the Ravid is accepting the Rif, says, if you accept the Rif, that Peros are Koveya, so what's Rabbi Akiva's objection? It is true that the Edom coming forward are going to have an impact on the Peros. So the Rif says, oh, that's Gufa the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. That's what we call the Meiri's critique, but it's really the Ravid's earlier. He says, okay. In other words, that gufa is the argument between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. But I still think that there are two ways to explain this. One is, that Rabbi Akiva holds the problem of davar v'lo chatzi davar is a problem also of tziruf, not just of chefetz shaleidus. And the Rabbanan say, there's no problem of tziruf if the tziruf comes through not fragments but chefetz shaleidus. And the definition of chefetz shaleidus either in general is consequential information, or at least in the case of the one third and one halves, what otherwise would be a fragment needs consequential in order to unfragment it. Okay. See those two, what I call the moderate and the extreme views in the Rif. So that gufa is a machlokas. Is it a synthesizing problem, synthesizing the chefetz shaleidos, or synthesizing the case from different chefetz shaleidos? We have to go between files, let's say. In other words, you have it in the... You have a chiyuv file and you have a bailus file here, basically, right? He's going to win. He's going to lose. Can you take the information which is building up on? Oh yeah, he owes $100 of payros. He owes a second $100 of payros. And when you get to what would have been the third $100 of payros, you take all three pieces of information and say he's the owner of the field. Can you do that? The other possibility is that even chefetz shel edus. Maybe the argument isn't chefetz shaleidus itself. That's chefetz shaleidus in one file, does that make it chefetz shaleidus in another file? If it's chefetz shaleidus in the payros file, does that mean that it qualifies for the bailus file? Either of these could be the argument between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim again, because at the end of the day we say both of them agree davar v'lo chatzi davar. And in the Ramban's words, what do they argue about according to the Ramban? Davar gamur. So what does Davar Gamur mean for the Ramban? It's hard to know. But we'll see. I think for the Ramban we do know better. But in general, this is the question. It's according to the Rimigash, the Rabbanan don't really agree about Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar at all. Fine. According to the Ramban, that was true in the Hava Amina, but in the end, it's the difference between Davar Gamur and Davar Sheino Gamur. According to this Raivid, it's the difference between a Davar Gamur... between davar as a chefza and davar as tziruf, or davar of one case, does that automatically qualify it as chefza shel davar in another case? These exactly are the issues. In other words, the debate, according to these perspectives, is a qualitative one, not just a quantitative one. Whereas according to the Ramban, who we'll get to soon, and according to the Balamor, right, the relationship between Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva is totally different. Right, for the Balamor, undoubtedly it is about tziruf, which we'll get to in a minute. For the Ramban, it's about what constitutes chefetz shaleidus. What is a fragment and what is a chefetz shaleidus? For Rabbi Kiva, only things that are independent in consequence are chefetz shaleidus. And for the Rabbanan, again, significant halachic information, even if it isn't independent in terms of its being consequential, is also a chefetz shaleidus. So the debate isn't chefetz shaleidus versus tziruf, or chefetz shaleidus in one area and chefetz shaleidus in another, but actual what defines, what is the place on the graph that constitutes chefetz shaleidus. Yeah.
Doesn't it also depend whether we're looking at a Haggadah shaleidus versus Kabbalah shaleidus level?
Yes, I'm going to get to that. Absolutely. Now, I'm not sure if the Ramban is operating with that. Maybe the Ramban and Rashi are also operating with that, but I will get to that.
Just going back to what Yehuda was saying before about Maris Chayas, that on a Kabbalah status level, that anything that gets in through like the back door.
Right. Absolutely. I'm going to get to that. I'm just holding off on that for a minute. And I think the Gemara in Sanhedrin is very, very important for that too, and I'll explain why. But I think it works well with the Ramban, but we just haven't finished discussing the Ramban yet. But I'm not sure if the Ramban really means it. If not, I think I'll propose it as a separate idea. But absolutely, I think it's very, very crucial. Yeah.
Ramban.
Yeah.
This would only work assuming
I'll get to that in a minute too. Just hold up till we do the Ramban. And Ari, you have your Chiddush Aran here? Okay. So we'll get to that in just a minute. Just hold off on the Ramban just for a minute. Oh, you learned Cheskes Sabbatim in the beginning of the year. Yeah, okay, good. So we'll get to that in a second as well. Because we really haven't done the Ramban yet, so if we're just doing the Ramban's explanation of the Rif. So, well, the Maskana, one other final point, and this goes back to one other Ha'ara that Joe made at the end of last year, And that is, I think there's another way to explain Tzvicha and the Shitas Harif as well. And I said at the end of last year, I just want to elaborate for another minute, and that is maybe the Rif, even the Rif, was sensitive to the Meiri and Ravid and Kasav Shem and Sanhedrin issue, namely, can you go from Sklus to Chova, or from one file to another? Maybe that's also a problem of Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar. Right? But maybe there's a difference between the Chesek Skibul Shanim case and some other borrowing from one file to another or one file cabinet to another type of case. And that's what I was saying at the end of the last year, and that is that the... But just Joe pointed out to me that if you look at the language of the Rif, it's really Gav language... I have it. It's very meduyak that he makes, at least in the beginning, that he makes it sound that way. And that is that maybe the Rif also would agree that if it was a case of the Ravid, again, I gave a different answer for the Ravid, but to answer the question of the Ravid. But let's assume the Ravid was right. Let's say the only two alternatives were Mazik and Geneva. Or another way to say it, let's say we don't need an ironclad Chiyuv. But the fact that it could be Geneva, could be Mazik, could be nothing, let's say that's okay too. But it still could be those other two, and one of which stands on its own. Let's say that was enough to be considered a Davar. However, maybe the Rif would say that those are two different files, and you really can't, share information between files. Peros and Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So I was trying to say was, Peros and Cheskas Gimel Shanim, in one respect, can be looked at opposite files. Right? There's nothing more opposite than that. I mean, that's what the language of the Ravid was. Mahapchin. Right? In that respect, if you can borrow information from Chiyuv to Ptur and from Ptur to Chiyuv, then where can't you borrow information? Right? But from another point of view, it's exactly hafuch, the opposite. Namely, instead of looking at it as two different files, we have one file. The guy's on the field, and we want to know, Mimanafshach, is he Chayav Peros, or is he the Bailin? That's the question. So it's one file with two opposite consequences. And therefore, since it's one file, the Chavta Shaledos is admissible and usable. But if we're talking about a Mazik file and a Gneva file, right? Those are two different files. It's true they're both Lechiyuv, but they're both Lechiyuv and different Mechayivim. Now, one could argue and say, oh, that depends on the issues we discussed earlier in the year. To what extent is Geneva Mazik and is Mazik Geneva? Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbi Chaim and all those things. Maybe. But I think even quite independent of that, that might be a good argument. Okay. So just to sum up the Shitas HaRif, the Rif has this very important idea. There's a chiddush in the Rif about Zchus and Chova, the problem that the Meiri and the Ravid in Sanhedrin each raise. According to the Ravid Sanhedrin, that's the basis for the argument between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. According to the Meiri, that might be a reason to reject this Shitas HaRif. The way that we're suggesting to solve it is in various different ways. Number one, maybe it's Dafka this... Oh, I wanted to read the language of the... Yeah. The language of the Rif here, which Joe pointed out to me correctly. So basically, the idea is that the Rif seems to be saying not only is there an immediate consequence in some other file, but It's Halba Hatalia. This is exactly the struggle. Is it going to be Chiyuv? Is it going to be Ptur? It's one file. Okay. So that's one answer. The other answer is to distinguish between one-third, one-half cases and Davar Shalem cases. What is a Davar Shalem? So the Ramban seems to say that Minui Shliach LaHolacha would be. That's, I think, the moderate view of the Rif, but otherwise the Rif doesn't require immediate consequences at all. As for why the Ramban didn't think Tzvicha qualified for that, we explained that as well. The Ravid has his view, but according to the Bali Tosis and the Bali Amor, you need consequences all the time. Okay, that is Shitas Harif, and as I say, Shitas Harif also emphasizes Chafsa Shal Edus, possibly with a Tziruf problem, but again, in light of the last thing I said for the Rif, there wouldn't even be a Tziruf problem in the case of Cheskas Gimel Shah. Okay. So much for the Rif. Now let's move on to the Ramban and the Bali Amor. Yeah.
Extension of the Ramban.
Yeah.
I think they're not going to come out whether or not they're born on the need to Migo Sara for Tzivim here also.
Meaning, say that one more time?
Meaning, do the Rabbanan still need the Rekiva Svara for Tzivim Kira?
Right.
Not going to be between.
Well, the Ramban himself says
Ramban, right,
that they
Ramban,
do.
Right, but for the Rebbe's extension of the Ramban, thinking to the next step.
Maybe not.
Right, they don't even need it at all.
Right. Right. If you were say, if you wanted to give the Ramban type answer also for Tzvicha by saying, well, Tzvicha is, you know, possibly consequential and therefore and it's a Maisa that stands in its own. No, Tzvicha is not half of something. Right. So then in Achanami you would not need the Rabbi Akiva answer. Exactly. You would not need that. And that's why even before we knew that answer, we would have an answer to this question without saying we don't hold of Dover. 100%. Okay. And one of the things that we've also explained is, in light of the Rimagash, the Rif, and the different understandings of the Rif, what is the debate between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan? Is it quantitative or qualitative?
I'm saying, like,
You mean if you don't need it, and maybe you also don't believe in it? Maybe the other way?
Right, I'm saying,
I'm not sure. It'd be hard.
If uses it, is that so obvious that he uses it?
Right. I don't think you need to use it, but I think it would be hard to say that Rabbi Akiva believes in it, and that the Rabbanon thought it was wrong, just that they mostly don't need it, but if they ever do need it, they don't have it. I wouldn't go that far. Well, I think it is still a question whether Edus on Tzvicha. You know, I walked by Bill's house and he was shachting again. And he was shechting the cow with the cow with the red and the little white dots, you know. Doesn't sitting there, you know. It's still a question whether that's how God has said this.
That's what I'm saying. But Rekiva Svara says that would be good. But according to the Edeshav Mahalik, then Rekiva Svara Amigo shouldn't help.
No. Rekiva says it's good because phase one stands on its own. And therefore, even if phase two is either because it, therefore it is a davar shalem or it is a, or chatzi davar works, that's because gneva stands on its own. That's a different point. Just that the Ramban is saying that before we knew that svara for Rabbi Akiva in Ochanami, the Rabbanan would only say that this works because they held that there was no davar at all. But once you know that svara for Rabbi Akiva, it certainly also applies to the Ramanan, and then there's no question that it's no longer a yoner for Bezdin, but it's a Davar Shalem. Okay. Bali Amor. So the Rashbam, essentially. The Rashbam and Bava Basra and the Bali Amor and Bali Tosis all take this other view. What is the view, Michael? Of Davar Lakatsu Davar, how you draw the line between Simanim and...
Seemingly it's something to do with the quality of the Eretz or Chashash Shekel.
Oh, so which is it? What's the issue? What do they actually say first? You're already analyzing what they mean.
So
but
that in the case of
factually,
the 3 years, so each year they are rowing Chomashi Cholderos.
Oh. Each one is to the maximum that the Edom can do. It's not an inferior job of the Edos, of the Edom. It's not an inferior Edom job, even if it is an incomplete Edos. So it would appear. Maybe that's not the right way to formulate it. Maybe the right way to formulate it is, if the Edim are doing the maximum, then that makes what they see a full Chafta Shaledus. We're not sure. Either way, the facts are, in other words, if you could see more, then it's a problem of chatzidala. If you can't see more, if you're seeing the maximum available to you, then there's no problem. I'm just saying, is that because davar v'lo chatzi davar is a problem in the hagadas, edus, edim, and not a problem in the chefzishal edus at all? In Achanami, you can have a chatzi edus as long as it doesn't reflect badly on the Haggadah or on the edim's role. Or komashi cholim liros bevasachas becomes a shiur itself in chefzishal edus. If there's more to see and you didn't see it, so that's an incomplete edus. And if you've seen everything there is to see, by definition, that's a definition of it. That we're not sure. Now, what we do know, and you said it correctly, what did you say before? You said either it's the second one is it's a kasha sheker, or
the first is about the quality of the edus.
Oh, okay. So I think that these are two ways to understand. Who understood the second way?
Kasha sheker seems to come up in the Ramban's rejection of the Balamor.
Yeah, the Ramban, but it wasn't. You could see the Ramban himself wasn't 100% satisfied with this. Anybody have the language of the Ramban open? The first thing that the Ramban objects to is based on the assumption that this is a reis of chashash sheker, and he says, where do we know such a halacha that just because you could see more, that raises a question of sheker to the extent of being posel edus? But that line in the Ramban is built on the assumption that davar v'lo chatzi davar, according to the Rashbam, according to Tosus, according to the Balamor, is based on chashash sheker. Do you have the line?
Oh,
yes, if you don't mind. Then, however, the Ramban says a second line, which is inami or something va'od, I'm not sure why it's va'od, he says va'od, should, from a tziruf point of view, this is what's particularly interesting, he says from a tziruf point of view, wouldn't the fact that two things are speaking about zman echad be superior to trei zimni? Do you have it there, Michael? Both
yes.
Lines. Go ahead.
So,
oh, stop. So number one, he's saying this is nothing to do with davar v'lo chatzi davar, this is a din of eidus sheker. That's the extreme reading of the Rashbam Tosfos Balamor Shita. Just as there was an extreme reading of the Rif by the Balamor, which the Ramban moderated, ironically, so true there is an extreme reading of the Balamor Rashbam Tosfos by none other than the Ramban, at least initially. This isn't anything to do with davar v'lo chatzi davar. This is chashash sheker. So what are you quoting psukim for? Correct? Now, if it would be true, then again, like the Rimigash, you'd have Rabbanan out there who really don't believe in any real limitation of davar v'lo chatzi davar in its own right. Okay. But the Ramban's objection is, well, mehekatesi, that there is such a thing. Who says that that's enough for a chashash sheker to be posel? read the line now. He says, number one, it's davar. It's nothing to do with davar l'chatzid davar. It's chashash sheker. Aaron, go ahead. The ain lifsol edus bekach, says the Ramban. Where's the makar that this is enough chashash sheker to be posel edus? Where do we find such a halacha? The Balamor, if he really meant it, would say, this is where we found. This is it. You know, this is the makar. That's what it means. That's the problem with Beisaros. Okay, that's an amazing discussion. What's the next line of the Ramban?
V'lo lamar she'im mitzarfin. V'ad rabba ipcha mistabra. Given the edus b'shas mishachas mitzarfin. Although b'she edus b'shtei shaus tvei is l'meimor einu mitzarfin.
Oh. So the Ramban, and this is important for us, because we've been saying that the problem of davar v'lo chatzi davar, there are several issues here. One is the chefzishal edus. How do we define chefzishal edus, etc.? How do we define it for one case? Can one case impact on another case? Is it always depend on being consequential? Right? We're playing with different definitions of, does it depend on the conceptual role that an independent factor plays in a particular framework, like what Donnie was saying, what we were saying about minu l'halacha, minu l'kabbalah, those kind of things. Right? That's one issue. And the other issue we're talking about is the synthesizing of the case, the putting together of the fragments or of the chefzishal edus into one. Is that something that you can do from one file to another, or that can be done al yedei bezdin and not the edim? Here, the Ramban is saying, moreover, from a tzirav point of view, right, bivas achas is actually more palatable than betray zimni. Correct? So the Ramban is directly relating to the tzirav problem. Except that maybe that there's an opening to the Balamor. I mean, the Balamor, I suspect that Balamor and Rajbam and Tosis, they never use the word Reyesa or Chashash Sheker. Right? And I suspect that the Ramban, you know, misunderstood their motivation. But they were saying something more subtle. They were saying, maybe that's the second line of the Ramban, maybe the Ramban also suspected it. And if you're going to tell me that the problem is a tzirav problem, maybe how can you be mitzaref A and B when it could have all been one? But since it could have been one, so the problem is in the synthesize, the fact that we need to synthesize when we shouldn't. If it's kol ro kol masha yicholim liros, so you have to be mitzarev, that kind of an idea. If there's such a thing as edus al gimel shanim, so by definition it includes synthesis, tziruf, right? But echad begaba veechad bekresa shouldn't require a tziruf. Because it's Asher B'Vasachas. That's the pshat in the Balamor. I think that's the second possible way to read that whole group of Rishonim. Ro, Mashi, Cholom Liros, or Lo Ro, Mashi, Cholom Liros, is a tzir of pride. And I think it's exactly what the Ramban was sensitive to. Ramban, it's almost as if he's saying, and even if you think that I'm being too harsh and that this really is a Dover V'lochati, Dover Halacha, and that's not a Reyesan Sheker, but it's based on tziruf, isn't there an argument to be made in exactly the opposite, and there is. That doesn't mean it's right, but I mean, there's an argument to be made in the Balamor from a tziruf point of view, from the Balamor's perspective, and there's an argument to be made, as the Ramban points out, that dvarim shenasu b'vasachas are more mitzurafim as cheftzas, and a bigger problem of the need for tziruf, especially when that is a chisara, and that's a deficiency based on ri'as or hagadas hagavra. That's an interesting discussion. But I think that there is a third element as well, the one that we alluded to a second ago, and then I'll take the questions, and that is maybe the Balamor is even more ambitious and understands not only is it not a reis of problem, it's not a tzir of problem either. The real issue is whether or not we consider this to be a fragment. It's a shir in Chafta Shal Edus too. It's a shir. Chafta Shal Edus isn't only about the objective quality of the Edus. It's a function of potential. If there could be a Dover Shalem, then the Miktas is a Chatzi Dover. Anything less than the Dover Shalem is a Chatzi Dover. Now there are the Ravid in the Kasev Sham. Also critiques the Balamor several times. Second. And he says, my pagam ika. Second. Maybe it's the one about Basra. One second. Basra. In one of the places, he says, "My pagamika." Is it in our place? Maybe is it in our sugya? In Bava Basra, he says Kvar Hitzilan Hitzalnu as Harav the Bava Kama, where the Gabi Pakas Shchita Vatan Shekasov. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Vatan Shekasov LeRav Rav Moshe Rav Yosef. That's the one of the Rabbeim of the Balamar. He thinks that's where it came from. One of his Rabbeim too. Ubeinai Chalashu Maod Me'ain Lanu Lifkom Edus Bekach. I just think it's interesting. Here, the Ravid is the more subtle of the two. Mi'anayin lifkom edus bekach. He doesn't say reyesa. He doesn't say sheker. So if we're sensitive to light, I'm not sure, I might be making too much of it. Namely, the Baal HaMor and the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yosef, the Rashbam, they're saying there's a pagam in the Eidos. It's an Eidos paguma. Because that's a function of the potential. It's not living up to the maximum capability. Not a reyesa. A pagam. That's not just a din in tziruth. That's a din in the quality of the Eidos. And it goes back to what we said earlier, which is the whole idea of Eidos being, you know, like a fact, and trekameya, all of that high expectation and high standards feeds, you know, the requirement or the requirements for very rigorous Eidos. And we're unforgiving sometimes, or at least according to some Makaros, we're unforgiving when Eidos falls short of those high standards. Okay, so I think there are three ways to understand the Baal HaMor. Two ways that are implied in the Ramban's critique, one way that is implied by the Ravid's critique. Depending on what the Baal HaMor is really saying, obviously the relationship between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan emerges very differently. As if it's about chashash, sheker, like the Ramban was accusing him. So basically, as I said before, the Ramban, you know, it's almost close to the Rimigash. Basically, there is no din of davar velochatzi davar. Except this is the makar that we're choshesh l'sheker in Eidos when something is fishy, when lo ro mashi cholom liros. If it's a question of Eidos paguma, like the Ravid, if I'm right about what he means, so then again there's a difference between the quality of what davar and chatzi davar is, according to Rabban and Rabbi Akiva. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's still immediate, consequential, independent, consequential, whereas for the Rabbanon, it's you know, almost anything as long as it's not paguma, it's a function of mashi cholam liros. Very big gap between them. Not as big a gap as saying that it's chashash sheker and there's no din of davar v'lochatzi davar, but a big gap nonetheless. If it's a tziruf problem, so then interestingly, the Rabbi Akiva is the one who's saying we're very strict about chetza shel eidos, and the Rabbanan are saying chetza shel eidos doesn't bother us so much. The issue is a problem of synthesizing the case between different eidos. That's very, very different than what we said for the Baal HaMor. There were some questions I'll take. Yeah.
Why are we to assume that the case in the Gemara with the Chaga Kresa, Chaga Gaba, they didn't see everything that they could possibly see?
Why do we assume that
they couldn't have seen everything?
We're assuming that they could. I mean, Echo Begab, Echo Bekreisa, you said.
Right.
I don't know. I guess, you know, this whole thing is very, you know, shouldn't be staring to begin with.
Right.
So, you know, the Ravid says, Echad be, you know, be yamin, Echad be small. That's also, what do you mean? You know, it's also not so obvious if you look in the front. You look. I'm certainly not going to get into the graphic details here, but he says, you know, if you, let's see if I have it here. The kolshkein de gabba v'kreisa shnei makomos. One second. Bein achalos shemod ma'ayim lanu lifko medes bekach. The kolshkein de gabba v'kreisa shnei makomos. V'zer osa milfaneha v'zer malachareha. So then, by the way, the Ravid also liked the Ramban. V'atam aniskar v'talmud hu yoter chazak lilmod mimenu min atam shalom nizkar. Okay, that's an unfair. I mean, the Baal HaMor says that's the pshat in davar v'loch, whatever it is, that's the pshat in davar v'loch chatzi davar. The Ravid says it's certainly not pshat in davar v'loch chatzi davar, and it's not a good reason either. But I'm saying, right, he's saying even yamin and small, you know, maybe is, you know, he's not staring, so he saw what he saw. It's not a reyes, certainly not a reyes. Yeah.
Just the more you take it, you can drive it up between the sheker and the boom. I mean, even though there's potential to see it,
right?
I mean, even though you could see, even though you might be sitting on the backside, you know what I'm saying? There, but
right.
From that point, you can't, because you could see it.
Right.
It's still is boom. As one for like a sheker point of view, then that might be a good time to say. Maybe you were just on the back.
I'm not sure what you're trying to explain.
I thought the writer was trying to say that, what's the idea that they're saying that you couldn't see everything, but maybe you really couldn't really.
Oh, you mean saying his comment is a function of him not saying that it's chashash sheker, but the guma?
Well, I think that
he's instead being chashash sheker. Well, the rabbi? He doesn't say chashash sheker. I don't think he means. He's not someone lifsol. As the Ramban says the word sheker, and the Ramban says, how do you know lifsol bekaf? Meaning, how do you know that constitutes chashash sheker in Hosedas? Which, again, the answer would be we know it from the sugya. I might be wrong in reading the Ravid. I might be right in reading that that's the pshat in the Balamar. I don't know, but I'm just saying, to me, the word midain lifgom, that's pekam, is not a sheker and it's not a lifsol. And what we're saying is So we're relying on Eidos. We're giving Eidos. We're making Eidos king. We're saying, nothing can touch it. It's an uvda. It's a fact. But we're only going to do that if we're operating according to high standards. If he, by definition, he's myopic and he's not seeing everything. Why should we invest this kind of stature in the Eidos? I think that's where the Rav is reading the Balamor, and the Rav is saying, but come on, he saw it from this part. He was glancing, passing glance or whatever, and this is what he saw, that's what he didn't see. There's no resa, and it's not pogom either. I think that's what he said.
I'm saying that theoretically, I'm saying, I could hear the writer's tiny more.
Yeah.
Theoretically, I'm not just trying to whatever.
If it was sheker.
If it was sheker, then if it was.
I don't know. I honestly don't really see it. I think it's equally a good tiny. Or equally, I don't really see that it makes that much of a difference. Yeah.
The point to Rebbe's reading that. Especially according to the states of the Eidos.
Right.
So why is it, at least in the Balam or in the Bava Basra,
right.
So the Raja of Bosad Bava Basra points out, the Balam or is very focused on She'enu Matrichin al Ha'idim Lis'akid Liro Shal Shalim.
He's just trying to explain the other side of the coin, which is it really, I think because the Balam or is a little defensive here. It's not really true that when it comes to Gimel Shanim, that it's efshar, avis achas alakol. As one could have said, the only time that you're ever allowed to synthesize is if it's the nature of the process is one in which synthesis is necessary. So the Balamor was bothered. I mean, it could be the same edim sticking around all 3 years. In which case, it would be conceivable to have the din of bailus established through the raya of chazaka through one kite edim. So that's why he needs to add those words that, what we mean is, bizman echad b'shnei zmanim roch kol sheicholim liros bizman echad, because it's not a chisaron an edus or edim, it's not their job just because they see somebody sitting in a field, so they don't have to give up their life for the next 2 years and 364 days, to stick around to make sure that they see the whole thing. So it's, even though it's possible that we wouldn't need the synthesis, right? That's not halachically important. So the issue is it it's in the other way. Not that this can't be seen by one cot, but even if it is seen by one cot, they're seeing it at T1, T2, T3, T4, T5, T6, all the way to however they break the T's down, a million till the chazak is over. But each one is really, what he's saying is, al pidin. It's not like they are obligated to stick around. And since they're not obligated to stick around, it is still, by definition, a multiple zman hagada sedus, which by definition needs synthesis. I think that's all he's saying.
So you think Rabbi Tzitzis is bringing up, not because it's not falafelusi, not because it is falafelusi.
It is, but for the way that I'm explaining. In other words, why not say, cheskes gimel shonim is efshar bevasachas too? The answer is, since it's bizmanim acherim, and it's not their obligation to stick around, so if they happen to stick around, so basically they're being made now and again and again and again and again and again. They're being made about each minute, as opposed to being made about a particular point in time. I think that's what he's saying. I think it's important that he says that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I may have missed this, but I don't understand what exactly the Ramban's assumption is that, Shah Sheker would exclude, Bazi Dava. The Ramban says himself that, Shua Shah, Aidu Shah, you can't say anything.
What I'm saying is the Ramban was reading the Balamor. If the fact that they didn't see the whole, or they claim they didn't see the whole thing, is fishy. It's a reisa. It implies that they're liars. There's something. There's a credibility problem. So the Ramban is saying credibility problem. That's like a Zeborer issue. That's a third parak of Sanhedrin issue. You know, there are rules of when we consider something to be sheker, and if somebody's a nogea b'davar, according to those rishonim will think it's midin chashash, this is sheker. So Ramban is saying, how does he know that the fact that choyucholim aval lo heidu ala kol b'vasachas, that that constitutes a chashash sheker? The Ramban is reading in that line the Baal Amor as saying that the problem is sheker. That's why the Ramban also says, and what does that have to do with lechati davar? That's a sheker problem. Minayin lo that it's sheker, and why is he calling it under the gzeres hakasuv davar lechati davar? That's our.
That
Rabbi
said, isn't that answer evident? I
think he's saying, but and why call that davar lechati davar? You know, right? I mean, he's uncomfortable with it because it sounds. I think the Ramban is very much focused on, again, it's not like he asked the question Baal Amor, then he had his own shita. It's all like a holistic analysis on his part. He's pretty convinced, based on the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara, that the gap between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan is not so great. That even Rabbanan agree that there's something called Davar Velo Chati Davar. The difference between them is Gomor or Lo Gomor, which might be quantitative or might be qualitative, but it's still within the same ballpark. But if, basically, the idea of the Rabbanan's Davar Velo Chati Davar is Reyesav Chasha Sheker, that has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva's use of almost the same terminology. I think that's what bothers the Ramban. I'm trying to bring the Baal Amor to a point where, even within the Ramban's view of that issue, the debate between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva revolves around Davar Velo Chati Davar, either in terms of Tziruf, or in terms of Pagam, or Edus Pagumba, the quality of the Edus. But if it would be a Chasha Sheker, he's right, and just like for the Ribigash, the word Dovalo Chatzidavar is a problem. If what you really mean by it is that this is not Eidos that works for this case, so too, for Baal Amor, there would be a problem. How could you call it, if you're talking about Sheker, why do you use the phrase Dovalo Chatzidavar? The answer, if it would be true, would be, you're right, the meaning of that phrase for Rabbi Akiva, the meaning of that phrase for the Rabbanan, is totally distinct. Understand?
Yeah.
Okay. One more, and then let's finish. We have to get the Ramban in.
We said that according to the approach that it's an issue of tziruf.
Right.
Then my focus on one of the Kiva is one holds up the Rosh Hashanah is an issue of tziruf, one holds the consideration of the Chesed.
Could be. I said it for the Rif at least, yeah.
It could also just be that.
And for the Baal Amor in the opposite way of the Rif, yeah.
It could be the argument within tziruf itself.
What do you mean by the argument within tziruf itself?
What is. The Rabbanan allow certain things to work for tziruf, but certain things won't. If you see everything, so then the Rabbanan allows tziruf. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, davar lo chati davar is a problem always of tziruf, and it can never be tziruf.
Even between dvarim shleimim and gemurim, could be. That still could be. Okay, Ramban. Okay, so what is Ramban's own parish? And well, first of all, before we get to Ramban, we should speak about Rashi. Okay. So let's. Rashi has the. Our Gir Gemara has the Girsa Hani Meidin Ktanahi. Hani Meidin Ktanahi. Okay. So the Ramban says that what Ramban likes that Girsa. Again, that Girsa doesn't really. Work so well, or at least it's not so important, doesn't work so well according to some shitas, and doesn't matter so much according to others, but according to the Ramban it's very, very important. So what is the Avi, what's the basic idea of the Ramban? Ramban and Mechamos? Oren? You get there? Wow. Ari?
We thought his idea was that if you have videos that are kind of pointing in the direction of what they're eventually going to be desired to,
right,
then you can be desired. But if they don't point in that direction, they're not, you know.
What's the key word in the Ramban, would you say?
Whether other things continue.
Tchilas.
Haskalas.
Right. Haskalas. You have a line?
Edus Shnia.
Haskalas Edus Shnia. Good. Now the question is where exactly to draw the line in this Ramban and what exactly is the Iker and the Taf of the Ramban. But your description is very good. Basically the Ramban seems to be expanding the definition of Chatzah Shel Eidos here, at minimum. But the Ramban is saying the difference between Shnei Saros and Gimel Shanim is when you have Shnei Saros, you have a language there. When you have Shnei Saros, when you have Sar Echad, basically you've said nothing. There are no implications. You're not waiting for the second to show up. You might want the second to show up. The existence of one doesn't mean the other is more imminent. Right? It can last for years that way, says the Ramban. Therefore, basically, the edus on one sear is edus about nothing. It's not edus about the beginning of a process which is yet to be completed. It's edus about zero. So you have two edios about zero. Hani omri ktana. Hani omri ktana. Zero plus zero is zero. That's the Ramban. However, when it comes to Shnei Chazaka, even though, forget the riff. He says the riff isn't wrong, but you don't need the riff. Right? Basically, what the Ramban seems to be saying is this really edus on a third? Well, that's the tricky part of the Ramban. Is it edus on a third? In the Ramban, it's not clear. Either the Ramban is saying it is edus on a third, but that's different than being edus on zero. It's about the beginning of a process. A beginning of a process which allows us to anticipate the next stage in the process. We're already building a file. When I come to court and I say, Seir Echad, again, Desdin yawns and they throw me out of court for wasting their time. They don't write it down in the file, even. We knew she was a Ketana, she was Becheskes Ketana, and she's still Becheskes Ketana, not just because not enough has changed, but because it's a yawner. Right? Nothing has happened at all to anticipate anything. It's not the beginning of a process yet uncomplete either. But when I come to Bezin and I say, David, you have it? David? Yeah. A little louder. Shitoin the Omer. Ani lakachtia, probably. Go ahead.
Oh. Ochel sok, ochel ashalo, edu sholim ho, afoki sha'onu tzrichin, edu sa'acherim, if ne sha'ata omer, shema yotza, reshu so, velo omda, kaskasa, ela osa shana. In koma komin, tamin dena, kaskasa, the edu zu, shalo, he nimses edu zu, haskalas, edu shnia, shahari, heidu shiro, osa, reshu so, shalze, velo yotza, reshu so, reshalo.
What's the contrast?
In lo nolad in davar acher v'yatzas mereshuso.
So this is the problem with the Ramban. It's not a problem. It's the advantage of the Ramban. Go ahead.
Nimse seidusam be'edu shnia b'davar echad hilkach mistarfet.
The problem. The Ramban always throws out a few things, each of which could probably stand on their own. That's what I'm saying. In the Ramban itself, the Ramban really touches on a number of issues. Number one, the Ramban says, as I just said a second ago, Seir Echad is no edus, no significance, no meaning, doesn't apply to the beginning of a process, nothing. Gimel Shnei Chazaka is about Machzik Ba Kedem Mechazki Ba Inshi. And when people come and they say the guy's living like he's the Bailim. So that is significant. But he also adds, just one more second, from that point of view, if the difference is between nothing and Hatchalas, then according to the Ramban, a third of an edus could actually be perfectly fine, as long as it's really a third, and then you get the next third, and then you build it to the third third, till you complete the one. However, the Ramban goes further in reinforcing it, and this becomes difficult to know if you didn't have. No, you have Seir Achas on one side, that's the contrast, right? And then on the other side, you have the Gimel Shnei Chazaka. It's hard to figure out whether anything other than Gimel's, than Sa'aros would work, or you need the full force of what he's saying about Gimel Shnei Chazaka, because he is saying something more about Gimel Shnei Chazaka. What he's saying is that already from the first Eidos, on his Muchzakus, he is already Machzik Ba Kedem Mechazki Ba Inshi, unless it's established that he ruins it. Unless he walks away from the land in the next 2 years, it's going to be established as his now. So from that point of view, it's not just an issue of hatchalas. One could have said it's stronger than hatchalas, It's edus on bilus, albeit he can lose it. It's a fragile edus because it can get undone. The file is not closed. But what does the file say? The file says we have a third evidence of his ownership, or the file says we have evidence that he's an owner, and if he doesn't ruin that, or if he's able to sustain it for 3 years, it'll be his. Now, yeah, go ahead.
He does say, "Kol achas mi'ido shumaksik v'adam hamaksik v'shlo." And then later on he says, "As kol
ha'edus." I know, that's what I'm saying. So the two different, from Yudaik and the Ramban, I think there are two different. Now, for the Ramban, he doesn't care, and the Ramban is trying to bake this chiluk. I'm just pointing out. Now, let me just add one other point to the mix, and then I'll take the questions. There is a general question in Chazaka, Chesed Gimel Shanim, which, where did Michael go ahead? Which is?
First of all, is it a raya based on Musakos?
Based on? But what do you mean by raya? What do you mean by Musakos?
It's the fact that a person sitting there for 3 years becomes in terms of a raya that he actually bought it.
Okay.
Is it the action of Shlita on the land?
And in what way is it a raya that he bought it? That he's sitting there for 3 years. Okay, good. So that's one day in the Gemara in the beginning in Chavtes and Balasra there, that the silence of the Marakama is a raya for the Machzik. That's one perspective. Or?
Or that actually what we're focusing on is the fact that he's sitting on the ground and he's taking control and it's an act of balus, but the problem is the other guy is saying, operate shtar.
Correct. Now the Gemara has two days on Chavtes and Balasra. And again, each one is read different way by different Rishonim too, and what we really hold the halacha is really complicated. Just read the Rambam, you'll have fits. You know, he sows himself from parak to parak in Ochustoin Benitan, and other Rishonim as well. But the two opposite perspectives are, basically, because you have karka. The question is, does karka have tvisa? In Talmud, we have a rule, kamash shetakas yadadam areya shalom. Tvisa. But in karka, karka's karka. We spoke a lot about karka this year. Karka li'olam amades, right? Maisig zela, what about other mice? Can you be tofes in karka? So one view is you can never be tofes in karka. It's not feasible. How do you win a karka if you claim it is a marakama? The answer is the gimel shanim work as a raya against the ma'arer. Or, no, there is tvisa in karka like there's tvisa in metopolin. And really you should win immediately, and there are even some cases where you do win immediately. The problem is that there's a reyesa for the machzik. The reyesa is that the marakama says to him, you know, where is the shtar mechira? And the rule is that gimel shanim is dar inish b'shtara. After gimel shanim, people don't, it's like the, tax records. Like this is, you don't have to keep your tax records after, I don't know what the rule is anymore. 6 years, 3 years, whatever it is, I mean, you're going to clutter up your house with all the records. You're allowed to throw them out at a certain point. But if you don't have records, before a certain point, like you just made a tremendous transaction, and you just burned all your records the next day, you'd be insane, because you have to hold on to them to prove, to verify that the transaction took place, right? So if you don't have verification within 3 years, that's a reyesa. Or maybe Achzik Bokhine Mechatsky Ba'inshi is the Chazaka, third possibility. Maybe it's what the Hocheyusha had in mind. The Hocheyusha in the beginning of the Mesechta had this very strange comparison between Gimel Shanim and Shnei Chaz and Shoramuad, a very challenging piece of Gemara. I think the Yeshiva slated to learn the Chesk Sabbatim, not next year, but the year after. What? No, apparently that was on the. And the truth is that I had a big chelik and I just forgot about it, but it's apparently this is like a remnant of the, but it's not like 100%. It could be withdrawn, but it's basically, it was like the aftermath of the last machzor. I just found out about that, but anyways, but the
very fragile.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. It could be taken away, but right now it's on the books, and we hope it doesn't get taken away. It could be that you need, you have to establish a presence. For the sake, there could be a tvisa, but it's not the tvisa of Metalkalin because it's karka. So you have to build up a certain, critical mass presence. Fine. So this is very relevant. All diyunim about edus about davar v'lo chatzi davar. As we've seen, we talked about tzmicha, nechira's relationship to geneva, right? We talked about kiddushin and nesuin. Obviously, the components here are very, very important. So the point is as follows. If you take the view, what Ramban says doesn't necessarily touch on the question of is there an immediate tvisa or there's never tvisa, and it's a reyasa of the silence of the ma'arer. Doesn't have to relate to that question, but he definitely does seem to be at minimum relating to the question, how did the Cheskes Gimel Shanim on a raya level work? Namely, do we assume immediately Maksik Bokin Mechaskib Inchi unless he loses it? Or unless, the Ma'arer comes? Or unless he leaves? Right? Or does it take Gimel Shanim, we're holding, our judgment on that question until we reach Gimel Shanim? Or maybe another extreme would be to say, until we reach Gimel Shanim, we're treating him as a squatter. Now, there's two different points, but there's a tremendous overlap. The more you look, if you take the view that there is basically an immediate tfisa, but all you have to do is negate the reyesa of achvi shtare, so it's obvious that you're going to say, it's more obvious, not buchrach, but it's very, very appealing to say that the chazaka is already in place unless you ruin it by not having your shtar when you're accused. Ruin it by leaving the karka too soon. And if there's no tfisa at all to the karka, the only way you get it is through the reyasa of the silence, the shtika of the ma'arer. It also is very sensible to say that even the gimel shanim is really nothing until you reach the end. But in theory, there also could be two different issues, and we could be mechalik. We could say, listen, as for the tfisa part, that's this tug of war. But there's another question, and that is the chazaka, which also is about the maksik bokin b'chazki ba'inshi, either creates the tvisa, or it is the reason that should inspire a ma'arer, which if it isn't forthcoming, an error which if it isn't forthcoming is problematic. But it's, when is the maksik bokin b'chazki ba'inshi seriously take place? The point is that the Ramban here, on the one hand, speaks about the hatchala. On the other hand, he speaks about at least the Rayas Chazaka as being immediate if you don't ruin it. What he doesn't say is that there's also Tfisa immediately, if not for the Reisa. But what Ari showed me the other day was that the Chidush Aran in Bava Basra, we don't have the language here, but it's worth looking at. The Chidush Aran in Bava Basra goes a step further. He does not say the Hatkalas line at all of the Ramban. For him, the reason Gimel Shanim are unique and different than Saros is because, and he says it explicitly, that his view of Chazaka is based on there's an immediate tfisa, except that the reyes of Gimel Shanim is darinish b'shtar. The Ramban, I think, is not going so far, at least not here, but he may be saying something similar to that on the Chazaka level, on the reyes Chazaka level, but he also has the Hatchalas line thrown in. Yeah, you had a question.
Are you understanding that the Ramban is saying that in terms of just sort of similar to the Rif, in terms of just what constitutes a Chesed Eidos?
Similar to the way that I think the Ramban understood the Rif. Yeah.
I mean, that in order to be constitute something which is a Chesed Eidos, it's got to have certain characteristics.
Certain characteristics, but I think that for the Ramban, certainly, they don't need to be practically consequential. As I say, the fact that they can be taken away may be fine.
No, right.
Even right, it has to be what the Moshe Soloveitchik called the chafza shaleis.
I mean, the other way to understand the Ramban is that he's basically saying that essentially the question is a question of tzir adios, and the question is when can you be tzir adios. So when the adios are basically not only quantity but the qualitative division. In other words, it's not a question necessarily that it's not a chafza shaleis inherently. It's that. That you can't even sorry one edus which says that she's a katana, and one edus which says
zero and zero is zero.
Right, you know, but it is
katana and katana is still katana.
It's not a question that it's if you can only be sorry, then it would be okay.
It's not a question. It's what are you being mitzari? Each katana shaledus
right.
is zero.
Right, so that's not the same question as saying that there's some sort of inherent property of the edus which simply is. Requires them to meet in order for them to be even.
Well, I think that these two questions overlap. What I'm saying is that in the case of In other words, Eidus is not simply facts. That's for sure. And the Rabbanon really do. Again, this is Ramban l'shitasa, because for the Ramban, remember, the Rabbanon don't disagree with Rabbi Akiva about so much. You know, it's Davar Gamor or it's Davar. Right? But either way, it's Davar Shalim Gamor or Davar Shalim. Now, there might still be a qualitative difference between those two things in terms of how we define Chefza Shaledus. But it is about Chefza Shaledus. So the point is that if you're made about one and one, but if you put the two together, since one is Begaba and one is Bekresa, and one Begaba, one Bekresa seen by a single Kad of Edim would have been enough to create Godless. So if not for the fact that there was a concept of Chalos, Chefza Shaledus here, right? What is significant in Edus, if it was just about the collection of facts, if the Rabbanan really disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, then that would work. When we say 0 plus 0 is 0, it's a tsiruf problem, as you're putting it, only because we've already taken a certain view about the chafetz, what constitutes the chafetz shaledus. Right? Well, otherwise, it wouldn't be 0 plus 0. It would be 1 sear plus 1 sear. It's not. What we're saying is that for the Ramban, chafetz shaledus is not facts. Chafetz shaledus is legally, halachically significant information. And that is information that either implies a change, right? Or the beginnings of a change, a process. And both of those are absent in Seyar. Both of those exist in Cheskas Givlshan. And the only complexity, which I'm trying to show in the Ramban, is that a certain line in the Ramban may have drawn the line at basically a consequential change that is fragile, as opposed to the beginning of a process, which is still only the beginning of a process, but which is significant as such. The Ramban's description of Machzik Bokad Mechazki Be'inshi, which is by no means Muchrach at all, I just explained both on a Tviso level and on a Cheskas Gimel Shanim level why it's not Muchrach, why there's a range of views. That view may have limited the Ramban to what seems like a process really is a fragile, consequential, independent Chefza Shaledus. Whereas the other line of the Ramban, which is Tchilas as opposed to zero, a third, which you can also be Mitzarif. You can be Mitzarif it, but again, you can only be Mitzarif it because the third is considered Chefza Shaledus too, as opposed to Simonim. So your point of the components is correct. I'm just saying there is an overlap between the question of what you can be Mitzarif and how we define the Chefza Shaledus. And I don't think you can ignore that. Either way, the Ramban has to be relating to Chefza Shaledus. Okay. But as I say, within the Ramban, I still think that there are two ways to go. My suspicion is that, and again, the Kiddushin Bava Basra is the same. My suspicion is that the Ramban would say what he's saying with the contrast to Seyar, even if he had different views on Cheskas Gimel Shanim, as long as, at minimum, he still felt that it was the beginning of a process. That's if he felt that until you reach 3 years, nothing has happened at all, nothing changes even in terms of anticipation, it's, you know, shalmarakama, until you hit the 3-year point and all of a sudden it's shalmachzik, as opposed to, you know, maybe it's shalmachzik, or, you know, and never mind, it is shalmachzik unless he blows it. My suspicion is that the Ramban would still say what he says, but because of the range, it's hard to know. Yeah.
The second line of the Ramban. So are we saying...
What's the second line?
The second line meaning...
Atchalas?
Eidizu Atchalas, right.
Yeah.
Atchalas.
Yeah. Process.
So are we saying that there's that the first Eidus then has a dual nature, it's an Eidus in and of itself, and it's Atchalas Eidus Shinya? Or are we saying that...
Maybe if it didn't have... Again, maybe the Ramban is not so much a building up the immediate Machzikba as much as he is negating the opposite, namely that don't think that it all turns at the last second. If it turned at the last second, it wouldn't even be Tchilas. I think that's the other way to read the Ramban, but I'm not sure. But Ari's Chidushi Haran, on the other hand, is solely linked to the role of Chazaka immediate. He doesn't have Tchilas at all. I would say in the Chidushi Haran, it all depends on the way that you look at the Gimel Shanim. And if it had been, if you didn't look at it in that radical immediate Tfisa, consequential but fragile but totally consequential way for the Chidush Aran's formulation, that wouldn't be enough for Chatzi Davar. That wouldn't be enough for Chatzi for Davar or Shalim.
Did you say that it's a Chatzi theory?
It's not a chatz. Only in the sense that this is a chatzish. I mean, there are chatzishirs that are nothing, unless they're mitzarev. I mean, goes back, I guess, to the model in a way of chatzishir, the sugin yuma. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So efsharli it's tarev. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says chatzishir is also mitzarev because efsharli it's tarufe. So some people understand in a very practical way. It's a kind of like a siag daraisa. They say, oh, because he might end up there, so you better be careful. But I prefer the other perspective, which is that the fact that something is efshar letzarev means it isn't zero. It means it's really a half. And a half is significant, too, because a zero and a zero would be zero. It's only the fact that it's a half now that it can join with another half and make one. It is, for sure, absolutely. I'm just giving the mashal because you asked about it in Tutu Makalos Asuros Chatzishir, but I think that the role of, I think this is a great example. Chad Seyar, B'chad Seyar, these are both shiurim, you need two Sairos, you need three Shanim. What the Ramban is saying is, but the one and the one are zero until you get to two. And the one are everything unless you lose it, or at least at minimum they're a third and a third and a third. That's exactly the point. Which kind of lefshar leads tarufe are we talking about here? Pragmatically, it might end up that way, or that shows even right now. Okay, we're going to stop here now, but let me just say something about Ari's suggestion. I think that you don't have to say this within the Ramban, but maybe we could say it separately. I think it could be another way to interpret Rashi, and that is the possibility that Dover v'lo chatzi Dover depends not on the Haggadah Seivus alone, or primarily, but the Kabbalah Seivus. The way in which Beis Din interprets Eidus in part this overlaps with the Ramban, because again, what Dick like Ellie's question right now is, which is, how do you know which shiurim are the zero plus zero equals zero kind? And until you have all of it, you have nothing. And how do you know which ones are the ones that are a process building up? How do you know that? So in a way, it depends on the nature of the process, just like we explained Cheskes Gimel Shanim, different perspectives, right? And it could be that in one case you have no chefta shel edus, but facts, fragmentary facts, until you put it all together. So you synthesize in the edus. In the other case, you have edus, albeit you need more, and you're allowed to synthesize. It could be that Beis Din's Kabbalah is what determines that. And by that I mean, and I'll just throw out the idea and I'll explain more, we'll finish this on Sunday. I'll also look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so we'll just finish it all up. And that is almost the equivalent of, the way I like to say it, where does Beis Din file it? And how do they write it up? Beis Din, case we're talking about. Beis Din receives the information, Achla Shana Achas. Do they put it on Chiyuv Peiros file? Or do they put it on the Maksik Boken and Mechaski Boin Shiz Abaylis file? Assuming that they have to put it on one or the other, as opposed to what I said about the Rif, which is the same file. How do they file it? How do they receive the eight testimony? That's another way to read the Gemara. It overlaps with Ramban. Hani Omri Ktana. The case of Syros, when Beis Din hears about one, and then they hear about another one, in both cases they're saying, Adayin Iktana. He only says, I saw one Seir. He doesn't know the halach at all, these Eidim. But Beis Din, receive it, they leave it in the Ktana file. Or do they file it in a impending Gedola file? One more to go. Kabbalas Eidus may be the key. And I think that this will explain a little bit the whole Shaka of Tari and Sanhedrin. The Gemara there talks about the ability to say, oh, when we were made on what looks like half an Eidus, this is what we meant. Do we really care what they meant? Or how Beis Din perceive what they meant? Is that important? Or are the facts themselves and the impact that they have in the case all we care about? So I want to speak about that just a little bit to finish this up, and then we want to start also the Esnan Zona Gemara that come to the Rabbanan on Sunday.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we will not take all the answers.